Two phrases that I'll live by. If you help enough people get what they want, then you will also get what you want. The second one is, just because it's a no today doesn't mean it'll be a no tomorrow. Yo, 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 what is going on, everyone? This is your boy, Los. Thank you for joining me on the return. Yes, the return episode of the Motor Misfit Podcast. So, as if you've been following the podcast, you probably have noticed that I haven't posted in a very long time. Took some personal time off, had to take care of some things, but we are back. Yes, we are definitely back. So, I wanted to come out with this first episode, but we have some good episodes coming up. This is going to be a shorter one, I would say, right? But we got some longer ones coming up again. And it's going to be a little bit of a different format, right? So, what I am planning to do is doing it every other week, but we're only going to have a guest one time a month. Yes. So you heard that right. We are going to have 12 guests on this year because obviously there's 12 months of the year, but the other 12 episodes are going to be tips, tricks, recommendation, advice, and not just from me, but I might have a guest just come on and just say their advice and their tips, their tidbits that they want to give to you, but it won't be like an actual like guest episode like I usually do, like a guest interview, right? So that's what we're going to do now with the Motor Misfit podcast. I would call this season two, right? Because season one, yeah, it came and it went because, again, I had to take care of some stuff, took some time off personally, but now we are back. Please still go on Motor Misfit Podcast. Find us on Facebook as well on the Motor Misfit. Find me on YouTube. Just doing some great car content on the Motor Misfit. With that said, get that all out of the way, but I will say one last thing. Please, guys, if you like this content, follow the podcast. No, go on, follow, download the episodes. That would be appreciated. But you know what would be even more appreciated as well? If you can give me a rating. If you find this beneficial, please give me a rating, and that would really help out. So, kind of backtracking, right? Because I know we're starting fresh, another season, I guess you could say. What is the Motor Misfit Podcast? Well, I thought of this idea to do this podcast to help others that are on the same boat that I was and kind of the same boat that I still am, right? Because what I put this podcast for was to help and inspire others that wanted to get into the car industry. Yes, we want to inspire you. We want to for you to hear other stories, others' advice, other recommendations, others' tips, so that it can help you and kind of get your mind right so that you can go and follow your dreams. Whatever it is, obviously, because we are an automotive podcast, these are dreams in the automotive industry. But you don't have to just use it for that, right? You can apply some of these lessons, tips, advice to your everyday life and whatever you want to do. But the main focus is to help you turn your passion into your career within the automotive industry. Whether that is opening up your own business, whether that is just working for an organization, whether small or large, but you are doing what you love to do and you're getting paid for it. That is the main goal of this podcast. I almost said contest. Of this podcast. And I'm going to start it off with this episode talking about the lost art of connections. Yeah. It is, quite honestly, guys, it is the one true way to get yourself into places that you have no business in being, that you don't think you would ever get into. Connections, right? What is the old adage? It's not about what you know, it's about who you know, right? That is so freaking true. It really is. And the reason that it's true is because in life, and I forgot who said it the best, was it Zig Ziglar? I don't remember. But if you help enough people, you get everything that you want. And what that comes down to is just making memorable connections. Not connecting with people just to get what you want. That's just being selfish. But genuinely making connections with people. And yes, you could have a purpose of why you're connecting with them. And we're going to get into what some of those purposes are. But it's genuinely connecting with people. I can smell you from a mile away. If you're that type of person that's all about themselves, you're reaching out to me so that I can help you, and then it's like, whatever, right? You forget about everybody else. I can smell you a mile away. So can others, right? So this has to be genuine, right? If you help enough people get what they want, you will get what you want. It's true, guys. It is true. So let's break this down. Connections. First off, what do I mean? Well, obviously, connect with people. Whether that's online, in person, over the phone, getting some coffee, taking out to dinner, getting some drinks, going up to them at a conference, connect with people. And that is a big, big key. And we'll get to a second part of this in another episode. But how do you connect with people, right? I mean, it seems like an easy concept. I'll just go up to somebody and say hi, and that's it. Well, I am in sales. So I'm obviously not just connecting with people because I want to sell them something. I do eventually, but I'm connecting with people because I actually want to connect with them. But what do I do first? I identify, right? And that's what you need to do. Identify who it is that you want to connect with. And you can only identify by going back to what is your goal. What is your focus? For example, if you want to work in the marketing department at Ford Motor Corporation, well, you identify who is in marketing at Ford. Then you take a step back. Who is in marketing at GM? Who is in marketing at Hyundai? Who is in marketing at Toyota, right? Identify. Get the people and get the information of the people that you want to reach out to. When I get guests here on the podcast, I identify, right? Who is it that I feel that would be good to have on the show? And quite honestly, there are so many people. And if I haven't reached out to you, don't take it the wrong way. It's just that I'm trying to put different things together, right? I don't want to just have all YouTubers or all mechanics or all engineers or all entrepreneurs. I want a mix of everything so that everybody can get on and kind of resonate with everybody. But I identify it, right? So that's number one. Identify who you want to connect with. Number two, reach out. Now, it seems very simple. Again, guys, these are not new concepts. These are simple concepts. But sometimes you need a reminder, right? Once you've identified who you want to connect with, reach out. Now, here is the key though. How are you going to reach out? The best way I feel that you can reach out to somebody is just be genuine, right? Why are you reaching out to them? Oh, well, I want to open my own shop and I want to make a lot of money. Well, that can't be the reason why you're reaching out to them. The reason you're reaching out to them is so that you can get ideas, pick their brain, get their advice, so that it can help you out for what you want to accomplish as well. And guys, that I don't think, well, I have, but I was gonna say, I don't think I've ever been turned down when I've asked somebody for advice. I did once or twice, and they were more like people that just didn't want to talk. They were kind of a-holes, right? But reach out to these people, ask them for advice. Ask them for a few minutes of their time. LinkedIn is a very great one, depending on what you want to do, right? But if it's more like that example that I used, marketing at Ford, okay. Well, check out who is in the marketing department at Ford. And try to talk and connect with as many people as you can. I'm assuming that Ford has a large marketing department. Well, make it your goal to connect and talk to everybody that's in that department. And be careful though when you're reaching out. You're not reaching out for a handout. Hey, can you get me into Ford in the marketing department? No, that's not the reason why you're reaching out. You can say something like, hey, it's been my dream to always work for Ford, more specifically in the marketing department. You've been there for a few years, you've been there for a few months, you just started. Can you tell me a little bit of why? How? What did you do? What would you recommend that I do? What are some tips? What is some advice that you can give me so that I can follow in your footsteps? Guys, it's not brain surgery. But again, sometimes we need a reminder of these things. And that is the true art of connecting, right? Asking people about themselves. Who doesn't want to talk about themselves? And when somebody is giving you advice, they're going to take it from their own experience. They've been through the trials and tribulations. So you go and you hear them out. You see what they have to say. What is it that they've already experienced that they can pass down this wisdom over to you? That is the way that you reach out to somebody. That is the way that you ask somebody for advice. That is the way to establish a great relationship. Right? But it doesn't end there, guys. And I've been guilty of not following this third step. Not because I don't want to, just because stuff come up. I didn't get around to it. I procrastinated. I didn't think that what I had to say was deemable. Whatever the excuse was, the third one about connecting with people is following up. Following up, that is it, guys. Follow up. There is no connection if you do a one and done. There's no connection. Again, I mentioned, I'm in sales. You're not going to call somebody and just say, "Hey, Mr. Murphy, do you want to buy something?" "Yes, okay, great. What's your credit card?" "Great, okay, perfect, bye." And then that's it. No. You want to start a relationship. You want to make a connection. So you need to follow back up. Yes, life might get hard. You might get lazy. You might have tons of things going on. But something is better than nothing. Even if it took you a year to get back with somebody. Hey, how cool will it be if a year from now you got an email or a call or a text from somebody that said, "Hey, Carlos, we spoke about a year back. Thanks for all the advice that you gave me back then. Just wanted to see how you were doing." Not asking for anything, right? Just seeing how I was doing. Well, that is what you should be doing. Because, again, that is a connection. And trust me, if you do that enough, eventually you're going to find yourself in a situation. Maybe situation isn't the best word, but you're going to find yourself in a spot, that's the better word, where there might be an opportunity for you. Just because it's a no today doesn't mean it's not a yes tomorrow. Listen to that. Just because it's a no today doesn't mean it won't be a yes tomorrow. What does that mean? Keep trying. Keep trying. Keep reaching out. Keep following up. Connections, guys. It is the magic word here. Connections. We're going to do a little bit more detailed on each one of these things. We have that coming up on next episodes. But wanted to start off with this one. It's a bit of a short one, but quite honestly, these are going to be no more than like 25 minutes, right? I'm not going to keep rambling on. I'm going to get straight to the point. So that is what we're going to start doing. And we're going to start it off now in September. So be on the lookout for that. Every 2 weeks, Mondays, they're going to be released on Mondays every other week. So you're going to get an episode twice a month. And if you want to be on the Motor Misfit podcast, you have a story to share, you're in the automotive industry, whether you're very senior, whether you're very junior, you have a story to share and advice to give to others, then hey, we welcome it. Reach out to me, carlosm@motormisfit.com. We'll appreciate you, especially guys, if you help me out with everything that I mentioned earlier. So you follow the podcast, you give me a rating, you download or you like whatever you can on the podcasting. But also go on the website, look around there, watch the YouTube videos. That's starting back up again as well. But any help that you can give, any support that you can give, that will be appreciated. Connections, guys. Connections. You get what you want in life with connections. And now it is easier than ever. Yeah, sometimes somebody won't get back to you like through Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or whatever. So then you just move on to the next person, right? But it is very easy to make connections nowadays. So just go at it. Don't give up. You have a goal in mind. And you keep thinking about that goal as you are doing these tasks. And remember, genuine connections are where it's at. That is it for me. That is it for this episode. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for stopping by. Again, motormisfit.com, Motor Misfit on YouTube. Please leave a rating. Until next time, keep driving those cool cars. Motor Misfit.